This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democrat nominee, or at least there's a better than 50% chance of that happening, and here's why. In fact, things are happening behind the scenes, being done by Hillary Clinton and her team. Remember, Hillary Clinton is the Democrat representative of the deep state. She is a cartel mafia mob boss of politics, and she is directly aligned with the deep state operators, the contract killers, the assassins, the hackers, you know, the blackmail teams, the intimidators, all these people. She is the worst of the worst, the darkest of the deep state. And she and her operations, her cartel, they will kill anybody who gets in their way. They will compromise anybody. And they are behind much of what we've seen against Trump, all these false accusations, the fabrication of false evidence, the spying on Trump, and so on and so forth. Of course, Obama was part of it, but Hillary Clinton is the leader of the dark deep state on these things. She is clearing the way for her to jump in as the last minute savior for the Democrats. She is getting Joe Biden out of the way. In fact, Hillary Clinton, I believe, is the one who had information leaked about Kamala Harris and Kamala sleeping around with, who was it? Willie, I forgot his last name, the former mayor of San Francisco. You know, high-level people in the California Democrat bureaucracy. Kamala Harris has been climbing that political ladder one mattress at a time to get to where she is. And she was taken out, I think, by Hillary Clinton. And Kamala Harris is out of the race, I believe, at this point. Joe Biden is being taken out by exposing the Ukraine connection, which is really a twofer for the Democrats. They hope to take out President Trump at the same time that they take out Joe Biden, really clearing the path for Hillary Clinton. It's also, I believe that it's some of Clinton's people that have pushed out the hit pieces on Joe Biden. There have been hit pieces in ABC News and other mainstream news outlets. And if you look carefully, you'll also find a pattern of hit pieces surrounding Elizabeth Warren when she came out with her Native American ancestry scam. There were quite a few hit pieces there, I think, that were designed to take her out of the race as well. And when I say hit pieces, what I mean is left-wing media going after Elizabeth Warren. See, when the left-wing media attacks a Democrat, there's always a deep state reason for it. There's never any organic news. There's never any actual news put out by the mainstream media with the purpose of informing you of what's important. Every news story you see has a political purpose. It's all rigged. It's all engineered. And so if you ever see a hit piece on a Democrat, whether it's Warren or Joe Biden or anyone else, it is put there for a purpose. And you need to start thinking about who's behind it, because very often it is Hillary Clinton or some other operative inside the DNC. And they use the media as an extension of their, you know, propaganda pushers. The media, as it functions today, is really nothing more than the propaganda enforcement arm or the narrative enforcement arm of the DNC. Now, there's another theory that's been circulating for quite some time, which is that Michelle Obama might jump into the race at the last minute as well. Presently, I think that's a very unlikely outcome, although there is still some possibility of it. I think instead we're looking at a Hillary Clinton jumping in. But Michelle Obama, for a moment here, there's way too much dirt with the Obamas. They could not survive the disclosure of the truth about Michelle Obama. And what do I dare say? Well, we'll just say that who was the comedian who died? The woman who said that everybody knows Michelle Obama is a transgender, a biological man pretending to be a woman. Now, that may be a myth. Maybe you don't believe it. But there's a lot about the Obamas that is true. For example, Obama's birth certificate was faked. It was a counterfeit document. Obama is Islamic, and so on. I don't think that they could survive the scrutiny of all that now that they don't control the White House. They don't control the DOJ anymore. You see, when Obama was in office, they really relied on the DOJ to cover up all the crimes and all the lies of the Obamas and the Clintons. But they don't control the DOJ anymore. They don't control the Senate. I mean, Republicans have an even larger majority in the Senate now than they did under Obama. So, or at least under some of the years of Obama. So I don't think that the Obamas could survive the scrutiny that they would be subjected to. So I doubt Michelle is going to jump in, but I do think Hillary will attempt to jump in, even if they have to throw her in by her heels, just like swing her and just drop her into the race, you know, where she flops onto the stage and vote for me, you know, with her shoes like blowing off or something. She can barely stand. She can barely function without having a public seizure, a literal public seizure. You know, Hillary Clinton is neurologically damaged, whereas Joe Biden is just neurologically senile. But Hillary Clinton has clearly some kind of neurological damage, perhaps from chemical exposure, perhaps from who knows what, you know, heavy metals. I guess these are all possibilities, but her brain is no longer capable of functioning at any kind of level that would be necessary to run the country, that's for sure. And even if her brain were functioning, her policies would destroy America. But Hillary Clinton is, I would say right now, given that Joe Biden is a disastrous choice for president, and also given that Elizabeth Warren is hated by Wall Street and the business sector, I think the Democrats are really desperate to try to find someone, anyone that they think might have even a fighting chance against Trump. And they think that that's Hillary Clinton, or at least some of them do. And surely Hillary Clinton thinks that herself. She thinks that she was owed the election in 2016. So she's out to try to make history for herself again as the first woman president, even if she's in a seizure during the inauguration, you know, whatever it takes. Hillary Clinton will do anything. She will clear out anybody. She will order anybody even killed or compromised or impeached in order to clear the way for her to be president, because she, well, frankly, she owes billions of dollars worth of favors to very powerful people all around the world who gave her money, or at least to her foundation. And if Hillary doesn't make good on some of those obligations, guess what? The future of her family is in doubt. And I'm talking about, you know, all the Clintons might be in danger from some of these oligarchs that gave hundreds of millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton on the come, believing that she would be president. And when she failed to do that, she suddenly went into the red in terms of owing all kinds of favors to all these dangerous people all around the world. So keep that in mind. There's a lot at play here as all of this is unfolding. But stay informed. You can read my website, newstarget.com. And of course, hear my podcasts or watch my videos at brighteon.com. And thank you for listening. God bless America. And vote the Democrats out every chance you get. They are a clear and present danger to this country, and they must be removed from power. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.